You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740 or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Well, go ahead, Alan. You do your stuff.
Yeehaw!
Hey, it's a great day out there. You know, my policy, any day you wake up is...
a great day.
A great day. Today, joining us is Darren Bosnes from Salem Tire. We're going to be talking about all kinds of tire questions that we've been collecting during the week. Got a ton of emails and a ton of questions. Mike Wilson, he's with Lant Insurance. We all know him when he goes around to different car shows. We're going to talk about the Oldsmobile Nationals, which is going to be tomorrow, actually, in Hamilton. And Trevor Hutchison, today is the day. Wash for a wish.
Exactly. They do this great thing every year. And you go to a Crown location, you get yourself a car wash. Yeah, they ask you for a little donation, I think. But the money goes to Make-A-Wish. It stays in the local neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing.
It's a good thing. And, you know, like, they're going over $100,000 today.
Wow.
Wow.
Right? So they have 260-plus locations.
Mm-hmm.
They could do it.
You know, I kept my car dirty all week just because of this.
Oh, yeah.
So and no rain tomorrow either after I get it done today.
Is that a promise?
Yeah. I talked to the guy upstairs.
Well, actually, I talked to him, too, and I put the heater on the pool.
Well, this guy I talked to upstairs says he knows Kauai. Him and Kauai have talked.
You've got more power than I do.
And God said, uh-huh.
Will I stay or will I go?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
and
don't clash with that.
Darren's going to announce the winners of our $100 gas card giveaway. We have three of those to give away. Darren knows who they are, and in a few minutes, you'll know who they are. So we'll get in touch with you as far as the winners are concerned. We'll mail out the cards. And congratulations to the winners, but we're not going to tell you who they are now. And that's
such
about
a
it.
Jeez.
You like that? That's as good as I can get. I'm not
Stay tuned.
speaking of gas, Steve, what was that, Eric, that Indian restaurant you went to last night?
Oh, yes. Well, we won't say that for obvious reasons because you're such a – he's starting already.
Well, it's time for us to retire. And when we get back, we're going to find out everything there is about retiring.
Fine. Yes. What is that called? That's called
a segue.
Yeah.
It's called a backfire.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
All righty. We're back. And just a quick reminder that if you have a cell phone or something, you can go on Facebook/ Dave's Corner Garage and you can see us live. I mean, there we are. We're live, more live some days than others, but
definitely.
We're hanging in.
No, that's lively.
There. Good morning, Darren.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Okay. You know, in the news lately, a lot of guys have been dropping their tires in the wrong places.
Yeah, it seems to be. It's the wrong place to take a tire off.
Exactly.
While it's
one of them
down the road.
Was a policeman. Apparently, the tire came off and hit the car in the front.
Yep.
I think the lady was hurt. Mm-hmm. There was another one just recently where you see the whole roof is crushed in and these four wheels are coming off.
Yeah.
So is it because of the changeover?
Typically, it's obviously a changeover has happened recently. Typically, in these situations, everybody or most people know that the nuts have to be torqued to a certain specification based on the vehicle, and then it should be retorqued after within 100 kilometers of having that.
Do you write that on your work order, Els?
No, I don't actually. And one of the things I was going to mention too is the. Certainly not that it can't hurt. But one of the big things and one of the reasons we're seeing it more is because, first of all, you have more aluminum wheels on cars than you used to.
Mm.
In the old days when you had a steel wheel and you cranked it up, it held for the most part. But in a lot of cases now we're seeing, especially up, North End, we're up in Canada, we see a lot of corrosion build up behind, first of all, on the hat of the rotor and the back of the mag wheel. Mm. And we take the time to actually wire brush the back of that mag wheel and the hub as well. Because when you're tightening up a wheel... and, you use the gun, or even if you're using a torque stick, it could be cocked sideways or could have some corrosion behind it, and you're not aware of it. The gun stops, and it says you're at your torque spec. But then once you start to drive the car, that corrosion, that white powder, which is rust, aluminum rust, it falls out, and the wheel's not tight anymore.
Aluminum oxide.
Yeah. So it's important, again, that you clean the hubs, you clean the back of the wheel. But certainly it can't hurt to go back and have them check. But then the other point I make, too, though, is as a garage owner, is that, you know, when you're driving a car and it has a loose wheel.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay. It sounds funny. It feels funny.
It rattles.
Long before it actually comes off. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
So don't ignore it. If you had your tires put on and you're going, something feels a little weird, you know, either pull over to the side and check them yourself or go back to where you had them checked and say, guys, can you just have a quick look-see, you know?
Definitely. You got to pay attention to that.
Exactly. Now, that also leads me to the second question is proper storage of either your summer or your winter tire. Yep. How do we do that? I mean, what's the best way to store your tires?
Well, you definitely want to store them in your garage or inside, not out in the sun.
Right.
If you do have to leave them outside, definitely keep them covered. You know, and like I say, when you do your changeovers, this all should be checked. Like I was saying, check the rims, you check, you know, the mounting surfaces, everything before you button everything back up. I've seen it before where on the truck side, I think where they've done service on the side of the road in the winter, laid the tire down. As you know, they're dual, so they surfaces made up and ice got in there. So the torque, they put the torque on it. But then as the rims heated up, when it went down the road, the ice melts away and now you don't have a proper torque. So even ice can do it.
So torque is actually very important.
Very important.
People don't know what a torque stick is. You should explain that.
Yes.
Well, a torque stick is a device that you can put on an impact gun or the power gun, and it will, you know, when it gets to the proper torque, it'll stop turning. So that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a device that you can use, again, with a power tool as opposed to having to use a torque wrench where you're doing it by hand. They work quite good, and they come in different sizes, and each size determines, you know, the amount of torque that's on there.
So the next email I got was, we're always talking about car tires.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference between a car tire and a truck tire? And I'm talking 18-wheelers.
18-wheelers, medium truck, we call it, yes.
You call it medium
truck? That's a medium truck?
That's called medium
truck.
What's
a big truck?
Well, that's when you get up into, you know, off-road trucks.
The vehicles they use in the coal sands.
You sell those too?
Yep. We go up to, right now, we go up to 57-inch. And so basically in those sizes, you have 49-inch, 57-inch, and 63-inch.
Wow.
Yeah, very expensive tires.
What's the size
can
of
you
a
get
house?
White walls in those? And they come in white walls too?
No, you can get raised white lettering, though, I think.
But and you know, you could lease those tires, right?
For the most, I know there's maybe some guys on that program. For the most part, the manufacturers sell directly to the mines for that. It doesn't go through a dealer.
No.
Yeah, it's direct.
But there, and I know that there's some cases where they actually lease the tires to a certain depth, and then they're gone, and then somebody will buy the used tires cheaper.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do they do? Do they recap them? Or
No. They just don't let them go.
Make a big friggin' swing. Can you imagine the size of that swing you could make with one of them tires?
Oh, my gosh.
You get your whole family, the whole neighborhood.
You better have a big tree to put it on.
Al wants to play in a swing this weekend.
We need our help to get it up in the air.
So
how the hell are we
going
to get it up there?
Put eight people in there.
Yeah. Or roll them down the hill.
Or roll them down the hill. That would be more fun.
And you know how many mosquitoes you could make in one of them tires full of water?
Yeah, like a little town.
So what is the major difference between a car tire and a truck tire?
Well, typically all truck tires are, for the most part now, are all radial, like all steel belted radials, where passenger tires are typically fabric or they use Kevlar now in different materials. So the materials are a little bit different. They're constructed a little bit different, but at the end of the day, they're, you know, there's radial plies and there's rubber and, you know, oxidizers and all the chemicals that they use. So it's and obviously the compound is going to be a lot different too.
Are they thicker so you can regroove them?
For truck tires?
Yeah.
They are. There's the under treads a little bit thicker than, say, a passenger tire, but we don't suggest regrooving.
Okay. Right?
That's not, even if you have a really good guy that knows what he's doing, you start to go down a bit too deep, you hit the belt cord. Package, and then and rust gets in there, and then eventually it'll fail.
Because I know the buses and stuff, some of them are regrooved.
They don't do that anymore, no.
No, no more.
No. Not any of the cities or municipalities.
Actually, I remember seeing on the side of the tire, though, it would actually, I think it's manufactured for that specific reason, where it said regroovable.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was a tire that's
built specifically. And I saw retreads.
Yeah, retreads is the way most people go.
Yeah,
as opposed
to people
to
over 70, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, retreading is a big part of truck tires for sure, because the casing will, you know, casings can go a million kilometers.
You're kidding, that much, okay.
Yeah, but the tread won't, obviously.
All right, so it's interesting. Now, I had a phone call last night about this lady who was looking at tires.
Okay.
And she said this one brand of tire is guaranteed for 130,000 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
How do they know? I mean, how does that work?
Well, they obviously, the manufacturers do testing, and they, you know, they definitely know. A lot of it's a little bit of a marketing as well.
I can imagine, yeah.
But at the end of the day, yeah, there's tires that can go 130 for sure.
Oh, question. But so who comes up with that rating where, because I've seen it where some say they're good for 130 and others are only good for 100. Is that a government standard of some kind?
No, no. It's a, the, each individual manufacturer has this determines that.
Okay.
We just throw a dart at a dartboard, and whatever it hits, that's what we get.
And if it goes through the tire, boom, you're finished.
Look out. Okay. Sorry.
That's what the Jays did when they were trying to draft some people this year.
Actually, when they named the Ford Mustang 350, that he didn't know how to figure this thing out. So he said, how far is from here to cross the road? And they said 350 feet approximately. So he says, okay, that's it.
That's it.
It's a Mustang 350. Then they moved, and it became a Mustang 500.
You just want another Mustang.
Sounds listen, like it.
If you've got any questions about tires, you know, especially some people are still driving with their winter tires on.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I did three this week, three
did
changeovers.
Yeah, I bought a car for $2,500 and I'm not spending any more money.
So, so Darren Boston is in for the entire hour. If you've got any questions about tires as you get ready for summer holidays, because summer is finally here. Lines are wide open. We've got lots of questions to get to, and we'll stick around with you for the next hour. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, this is Dave's Corner Garage. My name's Dave Redinger. I'm with Darren Boston from Salem Tire. And of course, Alan is on the other side.
I am right here.
Yeah.
And we were talking about retirement, eh?
Yes.
So how do you know, Darren, when it's time to retire?
And I
don't mean hang up the jockstrap. I'm talking about how do you know when you need new tires?
The best way to do it is on the first groove of the tire, they have wear bars that are 2/32 above the bottom of the void. So once the tread hits those wear bars or a bit before, it's time to change the tires.
So, and that's a bump that's on the surface of the tire, the you know, in between the treads, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's in the first void of the tire, and there's four of them around the tire.
So you just look around the tire and you make sure that you're not. Because I think actually when you're down to the wear bar, then that's absolutely trash tire.
You're done. Yeah, yeah.
But on the racetrack, we run them low.
Yeah, the racetrack, you can run them a little bit lower, and it's actually a little more fun when they're a little bit lower.
Right, but at the same time, you're not running in the rain or the snow.
What's that smell?
You're running in dry.
We used to do with the Honda series, we used to actually shave the tires to 50% before we put it on the track because the rubber was too
It would cause it to squirm. It would squirm too much.
Squirmy, it would melt.
Same with drifters. They do the same thing. They buff them down 50% before they use them.
Yeah, they have a machine, and away they grind away on the tire.
Now, of course, when you're changing the tires this time of year, too, when the car's up in the hoist, you should have your tech, you know, turn the tire around and inspect it all the way around because you could have a bad cut that you're not aware of.
Yep.
In fact, a lot of times, especially if tires are on rims, we go to put them on a car, and one's flat. And then you know, ultimately find a nail, which the guy didn't know last fall. I never had a flat. Well, you would have, but you want
to tail end.
Yeah, and then so check the tread, check for cracks, check for weather checking.
Especially the inside.
We're going to go to the phones. We're going to be talking to Vic, who's got a 211 Santa Fe.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, great. Vic. How are you?
Good. I need some good help from you. My son bought a 2011 Santa Fe six-cylinder. It's a year and a half now, and ever since they got it from a dealer, Mountain in Hamilton.
Yep.
And anyway, what's happened with it? You go in to start it and nothing.
Right.
And then he jiggles a key and then it starts up and goes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been doing like this ever since this 18 months. We had it into a Mazda dealership. I know you're kind of wondering why there, but anyway, I happened to be a guy, a service guy, and I explained it. He seemed to come up with, he says, I'm pretty sure I know what it is. They scanned it, everything, an hour, I paid him whatever, and it's still the same thing.
Okay, it doesn't sound that complicated. It sounds like a switch.
Well, it could be a number of different things, actually, Dave.
In Honda,
it doesn't sound hard. Anybody can figure that one out. No, big shot. You know, he's retired,
Honda.
Yeah, you know,
see what happens.
My neighbor told me
Dave used to have a truck that with a hand crank on it. You know, all right, could be a number of different things. You know, most new cars now come with security systems.
That could be that.
So you could have a security problem. You could have an issue with the key. You should find out if the key remote's working properly. If it has buttons on it for opening and closing the doors. make sure that it's working properly, because a lot of times that's integral. So it's sending an electric signal to the starter or to the computer in the car. So if it doesn't know it's you, it's not going to allow the car to start. Could be that security. It could be the ignition switch itself, the contacts. Hondas have big problems with that.
My money's on the ignition switch.
Ignition switch?
They're all made by Japanese.
Right.
Chinese.
Now, see, I wouldn't necessarily think it's the starter or the battery, because, which are obviously parts of the charging system or the alternator, because you've had this problem for an awful long time. And if it was a battery, if it was a starter, it would have stopped working altogether. So again, go back to the check the ignition switch out and check the security system. All righty? We got to run.
All right. Wait, ask you for a second. I was listening to when you're talking about the remote.
Yep.
They're separate. The key and the remote are separate. They're not on the one.
Okay. Well, but you want to make sure that the batteries are good in it. And you can pick them up at the dollar store. They're not terribly expensive.
Yeah.
A couple bucks, and you can change it yourself. And if you're not aware of how to do it, Google it. You go on YouTube, man, you can find anything.
Yes, absolutely true. And I'm still going for the switch.
And which way to crank it when you're trying to crank that sucker to start?
Clockwise.
Yeah. I just want to know when white wall tires are going to come back. It's got to be a trend.
They haven't left, Steve.
Well, they sort of. I don't see them anywhere.
That's because you wore them off. You can't park against the curb.
Such a difficult braille.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back with your calls right after this break.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. We got Darren Bosses in for the entire hour from Salem Tire. Al Gelman, who is working on his wrenching, and the guy who will not take an acorn chairlift for the rest of his life. Dave, go ahead, buddy.
You know, what's interesting, we were just listening to the donations, the car, donating your car for the charity Abuse Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of garages that rent from us. I got to every one of them to dump their cars, get rid of all the scrap. Our parking lot's empty right now.
Hello.
Yeah, so it's a good idea if you're in the business and you want to get rid of that piece of junk, get a good tax receipt. Abuse Hurts, it's the name of the charity. Just get on there and they'll send a tow truck and give you a receipt. Good stuff. So on the phone is Mike Wilson from Lant Insurance, our unpaid reporter who we send all over the country, but for nothing.
In the province.
Taking the sights. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Super.
Man, we got some nice weather this weekend by the looks of it.
It's about time. You know, don't you hate it? In fact, I had to get a customer's car detailed yesterday. And the guy says, I'll bring it down. I says, well, it's raining out. Don't bring it down now.
Jeez, never fails, eh?
Yeah, well, go pay $200 for a cleanup and a
well,
wash.
Today is wash their wish, so all those guys are washing cars.
I think that's job security, isn't it?
Especially if you do it topless.
It's never ending. So where are you heading tomorrow? Oldsmobile Convention?
Tomorrow we are at the Oldsmobile Nationals. The Ontario Oldsmobile Club puts on a massive show out in the Hamilton area. It's Flamborough, Ontario. They get probably 500-600 cars to this, and it's not just Oldsmobiles. Welcome to every make model. If you got a cool car, bring it out. So it's quite the event, actually.
And it says here, sorry, no pets. I guess they don't want any dogs. They're working on the tires.
That's it, eh? They don't want any free wash jobs on those rims, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, you've also got a thing called Cars and Coffee.
Yes, which has grown significantly. Actually, we started doing this along with Haggerty about 3 years ago. This is our third year. And the event, it's a free give back to the hobby, where we buy, you know, coffee, donuts, cookies, you know, put on a nice little show. We're not talking insurance. We just like talk cars. But it grew from about 50 to 60 cars to just last month. We were just shy of about 11 or 12 cars shy of 200. So
wow.
I'm hoping July 14th is the next one from 8 till 11 at the Lant office in Stouffville there. I'm hoping we at least hit 250 this time around.
Now, you've got an event page.
We do, yeah. So if you go right onto our website there, lantinsurance.ca /events, you got a whole list of cruise nights, car shows across Ontario, and actually a little bit of outside Ontario as well, like the Atlantic Nationals. There's a few just across the border with our friends down south, but we list all the major events and cruise nights for Ontario on our events page.
And I bet you have to do that.
Oh man, it's quite fun actually sourcing out all these, you know, flyers and events and stuff. So it's fun.
Al, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, and if you've got like a classic Oldsmobile Cutlass, this yellow one on the cover is beautiful. Not like my grandmother's car. She had a four-door. It wasn't quite so pretty.
You know the line, this is not your daddy's Oldsmobile?
Yeah, it was green with a black vinyl top. You know, not as hot as this yellow one with the mag wheels. But yeah, it's a great way. That's the whole thing about Lante. If you've got a car, if you've got a classic car and you're only driving a little bit, why pay a lot for insurance?
Well, you know, you should know a little history that Oldsmobile used to be one of the original cars back in the turn of the century. Last century.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They sold to General Motors, got bought out by Durant, and then he came back and called himself Ransom E. Olds, or REO.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
And they had a famous car called a Speedwagon.
There wasn't a Jimmy Durant
car? Well, no, it was an REO Speedwagon. It was an actual car that they had. And then the band took it over the name when it went defunct.
Yeah.
So Ransom E. Olds was a car guy, true and true, true and true.
Definitely. It's a lot of rich history there with the Oldsmobile name. It's really interesting.
Yeah. It's just, you know, people don't realize that it's like it was a bunch of guys in Detroit area who were into cars, and they all worked together. Mm-hmm. You know, some made spark plugs, some made Firestone, made tires. It's just one area that was just rich with the cars. Now it's all over the world. Cars are made everywhere.
Definitely.
Right? It's just, you know what, the other thing I was going to say was the next big market for importing cars is India.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, India's got more tech than we think, and they're going to start building cars.
So yeah, they got some great colors, like a tandoori red.
Oh, you were eating last night.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I like the buttered chicken. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
So it's the Oldsmobile Nationals, and it's in the little town of Flamborough.
Flamborough, 9 till 3, yes. So rain or shine, definitely bring your family, bring the cool cars. There's food available on site. There's vendors there. It's going to be a great time.
And then go to your site, landinsurance.ca, and
you
the
got
information
it.
Is there.
All right, Mike, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on, and it's going to be a good weekend. Let's fingers crossed that the rest of the summer's like this, guys.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. Coming up next, we've got Trevor Hutchison going to call in with Crown's Wash for a Wishes. Just sent me a text right now, and they said they are currently nearing 2,000 washes so far, and that's amazing. We've got 128 locations. He is coming up next. We want you to get involved if you can today, right across Canada with Wash for a Wish with Crown. We'll talk
to
Trevor. Can you
say Wash for a Wish fast 3 times?
No, but I can say Acorn Chairlift, your thing just arrived. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Washing and wishing.
Don't fall down the stairs.
Wash for a Wish.
Dusty Springfield. Washing and wishing. Here we go. Bingo. Right button.
Okay.
It's early. Trevor Hutchison from Crown. Today's Wash for a Wish. Hey, easy, easy. Trevor, good morning. You're going to talk to Dave. He's actually here.
Good morning, Trevor.
Morning,
how are you?
Morning. Morning, David. Things are great today.
Are you wearing that Speedo?
Well, as I'm sure you can imagine, I do not look exactly my best in a Speedo. More covered up is kind of my area of expertise.
And you know what? The seats in your car stick a bit when you're done.
Well, true. I figured, you know, you're washing cars. It's a beautiful day. Well, you know, you want to wear some car washing clothes.
That is very true. And it is a gorgeous day out there. We are off to a phenomenal start so far.
Where are we?
So I am down on St. Clair Avenue right now, but we'll be moving around to a couple of other locations.
West? Does you have two on St. Clair?
We have one on St. Clair East and one on St. Clair West. So I'm out on the East End.
Yeah, on the East End, that's in Scarborough.
So every one of your locations in the province, correct, is washing cars?
Most of them. We have 128 locations. This year, one of the things that we did was try to extend it a little bit to almost make it like wash month. Sometimes certain community events that are going on had a little bit of a conflict, so we wanted to try to extend it rather than maybe exclude ones that really wanted to participate.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a bit of a good bump going into this week, and we've had a number of our shops already started. But just today alone, we're almost at 2,000 washes. We've got 128 locations going already.
Now, Trevor, how many years have you been doing this now?
This is number 7.
Number 7, and the money all goes to Wash for a Wish, to Children's Wish Foundation.
All go into the Wash for a Wish for children that have terminal illnesses, and it's a really amazing charity. As we talked a little bit about last week, you know, we've got 128 dealers doing it, but most of our dealers aren't in, you know, large metropolitan areas. They're in smaller areas like, you know, Palmerston, mm-hmm. or, you know, out in Chatham, Ontario, things like that. So the money that's raised stays within the local area to go help families there. So that's one of the things we really love about this charity.
Trevor, if I can jump in for a second, I just wanted to give a special shout out to one of your locations on the Queensway. Kristen Page is out there, and they have a band called Just a Dream. It's a tribute band for Heart, and they're going to be playing from 12 until 12:30 today on the Queensway.
Yeah, I got to tell you, like a lot of our shops have really embraced this, and that's a great example of what the folks in Etobicoke are doing. Is they're really making it an event, and of course the weather is really helping us this year. We're expecting last year we raised $85,000, but our goal this year is $100,000. So we're really hoping we're going to hit that.
Now, besides getting a car wash, you have product as though where you have product there as well that people can purchase.
We do. What we're trying to do today is we will sell a little bit of product, but in most cases, our shops have put together little swag bags for people that come in. We're not spraying vehicles today. We're going to be serving hamburgers and hot dogs in a lot of places.
Well, you're spraying them, but you're spraying them with water.
We're spraying them with water. That's right. We're just trying to clean. And anybody that wants to come by and chat with us, or in a lot of areas, we've got the fire department involved. It's really a good community event, and we just really want to thank all of our dealers and corporate sponsors, everybody that's helped us out, including you fine gentlemen who have been a great support to us and your listenership.
Hey, don't call anybody around here gentlemen. We're just guys.
You're pretty good guys in my book.
Thank you, Trevor. And they're just, I wish you the best today. Especially if you're advertising, some of them are topless.
Trevor, you can hear that David may have a question. He's got, are you in heat this weekend or what?
What's going on?
We should put him through a car wash and throw some water on him and cool him down.
Cold water.
I've got a special shirt and a wash mitt with his name on it.
Great. We'll get an Acorn chairlift ready for him, and we'll just put him to the car wash. Have a great time, Obike. Okay?
Thanks. Take care, Trevor.
Thanks so much, gentlemen. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Don't forget, it's going on all day today at every Crown location in Ontario, and it's for a great cause. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
And when we come back...
A question for Darren.
Yes. We're going to be mentioning the winners of the $100 gift card from Esso.
Nice.
And us. And Darren, obviously.
Yes.
I have guess. We'll be right back.
Summertime in the city. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We flip it back to Dave along with Darren Boston from Salem Tire, and some questions coming up about Salem Tires
yes,
as well.
Yes, of course. You know what? This week I was over at Young Steel's Motors.
Give him some chocolate.
What's going on with the brain today, Dave?
Nothing.
Steve, stop touching me, Steve.
Easy.
So anyways, they gave us a link at the drive, but I'm just looking at this deal that they're advertising, $1,800 down and $90 a week. That's cheap.
It is.
It's actually cheap for buying a truck.
Yep.
That's something I would look into. Anyways, Darren, that's all first to you, and we're going to talk about who won this contest.
All right. Oh, we got a drum roll. Even.
Boom.
Number one is Robert Spafford.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Spafford. Number two, Stan Allen. And number three, Roy Loomis.
Oh, missed it by 20.
Is it Spafford or Spafford?
No, don't Spafford, you ask. Don't talk Spafford. About names with you. The Elaine Stafford.
Congratulations, everybody. What we're going to be doing is Steve's going to get your addresses. We will mail out these coupons.
$100 Esso gas card.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's right. So now you can have gas.
Yes.
That's only two fella.
Free gas. Free
Do you know what gas is in Montreal this weekend?
Yeah. No.
$1.85.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I was going to go to Quebec City.
Forget it.
I know.
All righty. We have a question for Salem, and it's from John in Mississauga. John, go right ahead.
Okay. I was wondering, I read some of the stuff on them, but what kind of mileage should we get out of a tire?
There's a lot of factors involved with that. It depends on, you know, what the vehicle is, you know, the application, you know, how the vehicle is driven is most important. So I can give you a range, basically anywhere from 60 to 100,000 is kind of where what you should expect for passenger tires. And then, like I said, if they're ultra high performance, then you should expect a lot less. Pickup truck, if it's used a little bit for commercial use, or, you know, weight in the truck. So there's a lot of factors to determine what type
is
of mileage.
Is it a time factor?
Not really, because it depends on how many clicks you're doing.
Because the manual says 6 months, 6 years.
Yeah, they'll give you like a warranty for that. But at the end of the day, mileage, like for me, I do 70,000 kilometers a year. So I'll get a year out of a set, you know, a year and a bit, where someone who does your typical 20,000 will get 4 or 5 years out of it.
John, go ahead.
I'm a courier, so I get 2 seasons out of it. I changed from snows to summer tires.
Mm-hmm. Yep, smart move.
So I get roughly 100,000 a year.
Wow.
Well, for the most part, what we always tell people is that you can use it as a comparative. In other words, a tire that's advertised to go 140Ks, you know, are you actually going to get that? Most likely not.
No.
But obviously, that's going to last a lot longer than a tire that's only advertised for 80Ks. Okay.
What are you driving?
Dodge ProMaster City.
Oh, that's a little truck.
Well, does that take LTs anyways? Or not necessarily?
You get 215, 55, 16s, extra load. Yeah, extra load.
XLs, yeah. So those are P-rated, but XL. Extra load.
Those are the ones that are, they're actually made and assembled in Mexico.
What, the vehicles?
Yeah,
okay.
Those are. But they're great trucks. They're for Fiat design.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah, they're a Fiat, but they're expensive to fix.
Yes. What isn't? Thanks for the question, John. Good stuff.
Yeah, thanks,
good luck,
Johnny.
With you.
No problem. Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Have a good
Thank you.
Yeah, it's important, though. We were talking earlier about different kinds of tires. And you want to explain the difference between a passenger tire and a truck tire?
Like I said, truck tires are all steel-belted radials. And you can get some like light truck tires that will have a steel-belted radial. But truck tires are steel-belted radials, where passenger tires are typically fabric, Kevlar.
So I guess materials. They're basically they can handle the heavier loads, eh?
Heavier loads, exactly.
But they got a harsher ride.
Well, right, but you're not driving a truck for you're not putting the truck tires on a on your family car.
No.
So if it's
an
F-150, what kind of tire would be on there? What's an LT tire?
Well, LT is they're stronger ply ratings. So you have like 6, 8, 10 ply.
Yeah.
Where typical passenger tires are 4 ply.
Yeah, see, the more plies you put on the tire, the more rigid it is, and the less likely it is to absorb the bumps.
You know, it seems to me, and I'm in the trade, this is a very complicated issue.
It can get complicated. The thing you have to keep in mind is the tire doesn't hold the weight of the vehicle. The air in the tire holds the weight of the vehicle.
Ah.
And that's why pressure is so important, right? So you have to have a tire that will hold that pressure based on the vehicle size and weight to hold that weight up. So,
interesting. Okay, we're going to take a break, Steve.
Okay, it's going to be Under Pressure, because Al will say something about that.
I was thinking about, Under Queen song.
Queen,
you know, we could have come out with that.
No
but,
parade today. No
under
parade today.
Pressure.
Oh, boy.
Stick to your day job.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage for a while. And don't forget, today, all day today, is the Watch for Wish. Go to any Crown location and help raise money for the Children's Wish Foundation. We'll be back with Darren Boston, some Sale and Tire, Al, and Mr. Acorn.
I was going to grab a BLT.
You go ahead and do that with a low tire. Go ahead. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
It's Dave's Corner Garage, and now sitting in his brand new Acorn chairlift,
looking for stairs.
Talking about some recalls.
Yes,
it's Dave Redinger.
Okay, they've got two major recalls. One of them is from BMW, which stands for Break My Windows, Bring Me My Wallet.
Bring my wallet,
I think.
Anyways, BMW is recalling 3,000 vehicles in Canada. It's the 5 Series,
ooh,
the 16 and the 17 years, and it has to do with the seatbelts not working properly. I think that what's happening here is they're popping out.
Ooh.
So that's something, if you're driving that vehicle and you have not been heard from BMW, definitely get in touch with them. Now, this one is a major recall from General Motors. They use a common chassis in things like the Chevy Suburban, the Tahoe, the GMC Yukon, the Silverado, the Sierra. In other words, 249,000 vehicles are being looked at, 250,000 of them in Canada. Has to do with the power brake system. Apparently, the power brakes fail, and you still stop, but you have to push the pedal a lot harder. And that what happens is that compromises the braking distance.
Yeah, so, and you know, if you're driving a vehicle and you know, you feel that, by all means, just use both feet, step on the pedal, push it down as hard as you possibly can, and then try to steer yourself away from what you may inevitably hit.
Well, you know what? In November, they have already looked at 2.73 million trucks to see if there is a problem. So this is something you don't want to screw around with.
No.
There's a problem here, like the 401,
QEW,
everywhere. The trucks are like, and they when you're driving, like coming down the 410 and there's a truck behind you, get out of the way.
Well, you know, this is what's called platform building, where you use the same part in different models, and if a good part happens to fail, it affects everything. So bottom line is, you know, if you get a recall, if for the dealership, it's a good way to get to know you again, but if it's a free recall, the only thing is you lose your car for the period of time.
Actually, I just heard an amazing number. They were talking about that about 70% of the cars that have been recalled have never been back. You know,
no,
people shy away.
Yeah.
You know, keep in mind that the manufacturer has identified a problem. They're willing to fix it for you for free.
Yeah.
So take it in, get it fixed.
I call it a product update.
People ignore it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, I didn't feel nothing.
Well, brakes, I wouldn't be ignoring. That's for
no,
sure.
No, exactly. But airbags, brakes,
Florida, they cannot rent a car unless it's had all recalls done.
Mm-hmm.
My kids went down there to Florida a couple months ago.
Okay.
They had a Nissan, I think, and the guy said you can't have Pacifica.
Mm-hmm.
He says you can't have it because the recall hasn't been done yet.
Oh, great. Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Darren, we got an email here from people who are going to get their trailers ready to go up north with the their boats.
Yes.
Anything they should be doing with the tires on the trailers themselves?
First thing first, check the pressure. You know, make sure the pressure's proper. Secondly, look at the tire, make sure it's not weather checked and dried out, cracks down in the void. You definitely want to get
them
changed off.
They turn brown, right?
Yeah, the color will turn out a little bit different. Like sometimes you can look from the inside to the outside and you'll see a bit of variation because the outside's been exposed to more direct sunlight. But yeah, you want to definitely look and make sure the rubber's soft, supple.
Yeah, I got a pointer for you here too, okay? What you want to do is you get the jack, okay, and you lift the wheel up.
Yep.
So that way you can inspect the tire all the way around and make sure that there's no voids, as you mentioned. But at the same time, give the tire a spin. See if you hear any noise, okay?
Like a bearing.
Because people, because especially on a boat trailer, those wheels go underwater. Water gets inside the bearing. And, you know, and especially, you know, it's one thing when the bearing goes in the car, you can feel it or hear it. But when it's 15 feet behind you, you don't know until it goes like,
until it passes you.
Marge, the wheel come off the trailer or what?
Marge?
Yeah, I hear something.
Yeah, Marge?
Yes, Homer.
So you know what you got to do is you got to call Alan, 416-568-1172. That's his secret number.
And with the trailers, too, when you're backing up your boat into the water, you know, you got a lot of water going onto those wheels. What happens? Should you let the car, should it be draining off a bit more?
No, it's just that the water goes inside and mixes with the grease and gets the bearings, you know, rusty. Yeah. That's the issue. I mean, they're designed for that, but essentially, really, once a year, you should take the wheels off, take the bearings out, inspect them, repack them with new grease, and put them back together
again. And we don't want you doing that.
No.
Because you want to replace all the cotter pins, check all the seals.
Well,
it should be done by a mechanic.
Yeah. Well, and the issue there, too, is you see, if you wait till it destroys itself, it doesn't only ruin the bearing, but it usually takes out the whole axle, and then you've tripled or quadrupled the cost of the repair.
We want to thank everybody for entering the contest. Congratulations, Robert, Stan, and Roy. We'll get in touch with you. Thank you, Darren, for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, gentlemen.
A big thank you to Trevor.
Get him a Caesar with something.
Thank you to Trevor and the boys at Crown and Girls. Cars wash where wish.
And dial 1-800-ACORN.
And I'm not going to fact my. Anyways, keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down, and we'll see you on the flip flop. We'll be back next week. Bye bye, everybody.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.